Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Mike Jones. There is so much to talk about with my guest today about Mario Kart and Taco Bell and how his band 21 Pilots has this big icy tour going on. Plenty happening, but the most important thing, Tyler Joseph, first it was little Rosie, now Junie. You've got your two daughters. How is dad life treating you, my man?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I could write a book about it. I'm only 2.5 years in. But it's pretty incredible. I mean, I got to be honest. It requires a lot of sacrifice. You know, you have, you know, what you think your life is going to be, and you plan out, you know, what you want to try to get done, and then all of a sudden these two little humans show up in your life, and now you're a dad of two little girls, and it's I mean it is as challenging as it is rewarding, and I mean, listen, I'm in the everyone I talk to who's done this before, they say this is just a season. It gets easier. It's pretty challenging, but like I said, it's rewarding too. So,
but it's also the fact that you don't have a normal 9-to-5 job. Your job is not normal by any means, so that has to make it even more difficult, but those moments are even more special for you when you get to have those with the girls and the family.
Yeah, we got them out on tour right now, and you know, we have a 4-month-old and a 2.5-year-old sleeping on a tour bus. So, I mean, they're experiencing things that not many people get to experience, and they're doing it at an age that's so young they may not even remember it. But it's been a lot of fun. Props to my wife Jenna for, I mean, she's a beast, and she just really she owns it. And yeah, it's fun. You know, I'm on stage doing my thing. You know, got a ski mask on, trying to pretend like I'm sweet. And I look over, my 2-year-old's looking at me like, what's dad doing? She's side stage trying to figure it out. So it's a good reality check sometimes.
Dude, that's awesome. Have you brought him out on stage yet, Tyler? I don't know if, have you guys been out there as a family or not yet?
I've not my youngest. Rosie, my 2.5-year-old, I did have her deliver me one of my hats that I needed on stage. And she walked out there. This was last year. And she worked it. She was probably 1.5 at the time, and it didn't throw her off too much. And I don't know, maybe she's got a future on the stage, but yeah, no, I haven't had everyone yet, but we're getting there
soon enough. And if you already got one little ham on stage, you're going to have another one soon enough. I love that.
Yeah.
I love hearing all this. Well, Tyler, let's talk about the tour, man. We do have some business we got to get to. The Icy Tour, you guys just kicked it off a couple days ago, and I love what I'm seeing. Different vibe, different videos, different everything for every song, man. So you must be coming up with ideas all the time for, I want to see this, I want to try this, making sure it's the best performance you guys can give us.
It is pretty amazing that this is what I do for a living, because, you know, what I used to do as a younger kid for a hobby, just dream up of different songs and intros and videos and just the flow of a show and set list. And I'm still, as an adult, this is what I do for a living. I told that to my wife the other day. I was like, can you believe the one thing that I love to do more than anything is what I do for a living? Like, I gotta go down to my studio and I gotta think up what's the best way to start a concert. I mean, what an awesome task to try to crack a code on. And that's Josh and I, we love that. We love coming up with the most, you know, optimal set list and taking them on a journey, trying new things. There's a real art to, you know, the set list and the transitions and the flow. And we love the detail of it all. You know, where's that mic stand between that song and this song? And because of this key or that tempo, should this song come next? And it's all a giant puzzle piece, and it's a lot of fun for us.
And not just that, but also topping what you did on the last tour. Like, hey, how do we go bigger than a Cadillac coming up on stage on fire? How can we start a show differently now? It's like, I get paid to do that. You got the best job in the world, my friend.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you have to balance out, one, you want to top yourself, but two, you want to provide, you know, you want to put on a show that, you know, that people in the audience who've seen it last time, they know it's going to be great the next time they come see it, and it's going to be different. But you have to balance that out with things, you know, kind of mainstays. Like, we'll always, I always put Josh on a drum kit that's being held up by the audience. That's always a fun thing to try to do. And we want people to just bring people to the show, even if they've seen it before, bring someone else, because we're going to give them everything we got.
And you guys have been doing that forever too. That's not like, I mean, that's not something you just thought of, but now you're not just letting Josh do it. I saw you jumping out there on an air mattress too, Tyler. It's like, yeah, you know what? Let me get it on the fun as well.
We've been dreaming of crowd surfing in different formats since we started working on music. And it was only until we had barely enough people in the room to watch us perform that we started surfing these things on top of people. So now that we've got an arena full of people to do it, it's really amazing. But yeah, you'd be surprised how few people you can get away with. We've surfed in front of, 10 people before, and it still works. So
as long as there's a couple arms, they can hold you up and make this happen.
Right. And it really is, it's kind of cheesy. It's kind of cheesy, but it is a metaphor. And that one, you can plan out a whole show, second by second. But as soon as you interact with an audience, as soon as you really put the show in their hands, one, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's a little bit, it's a little bit risky, but two, it really shows that they're putting on the show with us, and it's a really cool marriage.
Now, for everyone listening, Tyler, I want to remind you, we've got shows coming up on the Icy Tour, Philly and D.C. this weekend, Nashville, Dallas, Houston, ton of cities left, so everyone get tickets at 21pilots.com. I do have to ask about last night in Cleveland. How's your knee, man? Of all the dumb luck, stupid things that can happen, one little drumstick on stage, you of course managed to find it and slip. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing all right. I'm icing my knee right now. I'm going to be good for these shows. I'll be fine. But it is unbelievable. So very rarely, Josh, the drummer, he'll drop a drumstick, and it popped out in front of him and landed on stage. And then one song later, I ran by and I stepped right on that drumstick. It was a combination of rolling the ankle and also sliding on the drumstick, and then I fell forward and busted my knee a little bit. And you know what? I don't know. I've fallen many times on stage. How can you not when you move around like that? And so it's just one more clip added to the compilations, I'm sure, that are on YouTube of me falling, which my family gets a kick out of. And I'm sure we'll crack that open over the holiday season and really humble myself. So it's all good.
It'll be on the 21 Pilots blooper reel one day down the road.
Right.
Tyler, another
That's
thing
right.
I wanted to ask you about, you guys spent so much time on the Icy Tour and all the other shows, but also one night for MTV Unplugged. And I loved how you guys switched up the songs, like totally different versions. You're playing so many instruments, just you and Josh, like the old days, like the beginning. How long did that take to put together, man? Because that was really unique and really special.
I'll tell you what, it is... If I told you how much we prepped for that, it would make us seem very uncool. So that's how much time we put into it.
Okay.
It was an uncool amount of time, because you think these, artists, and they're just oozing with talent, right? And listen, you've got to have the skills. But Josh and I got together, and for 3 months straight, we worked through that set. It was
wow.
Seven songs. And we had things color-coded. We were, naming certain things. Because, we were looping, learning a new technology. But also, Josh and I each had 3 or 4 different stations with different instruments. And we had to play everything on time and in the, at the correct moment. And, remember all the movements. I mean, there was upwards of 50 or 60 cues to remember with each song. And so it's definitely one of the things I'm probably the most proud of. Just because Josh and I spent so much, almost as much time, if not more, in some albums that we've released was just that set. And that's one of the things I'm glad it's over, but I look back and I'm proud of it.
I know you guys, like, anyone can watch it on YouTube. The whole series is up there, the whole show. Is there a plan to put it out as an album at some point? Have you guys thought about that? Or also the movie, the live stream show that was in theaters for One Night Only too. Are you guys going to put them both out at some point as albums?
From what I understand, the MTV Unplugged, we do plan on releasing sometime later this year.
Okay.
As its own live piece. Now, I don't know if my people are going to yell at me for saying that, but I think that's our plan. I've been pushing for that for a while. I think we're just waiting for the right time and get everything buttoned up. But Yeah, I'm excited for when that happens.
All right, you know what? I'll just keep it between us, Tyler. You and Mike Jones. That's
no,
it.
We'll do just it. Send it out. Blast it out.
And also,
I'm in charge of my own thing.
You guys had such a cool performance. Again, one time only doing the Stranger Things version of Heathens in Romania. Like, how long did that one take to put together? And is there something more behind it? Are we going to see Josh and Tyler in Hawkins next season? Is there something more to this?
So that was actually pretty rapid fire, the way that it came together. Netflix approached us and said, you know, because Netflix's model, they release an entire season all at once. So they're trying to spread out different, you know, marketing, you know, techniques and ploys throughout the lifespan of a season. And so they approached us. They saw that we were out on tour doing festivals in Europe. And they felt like Romania had had the right vibe in that particular festival. And so they said, hey, if you would do a remix of some sort, you know, and so we're like, let's try it. So we remixed, you know, the soundtrack. It's kind of cool. They sent the stems to us. So I'm sitting on like Stranger Things intro music stems, like official stems, and I'll hold on to those forever. Never let anyone have those. but we got to blend that into our song Heathens, and kind of like a one-time thing. You know, Netflix sent out a crew to film it, and we put on the show, and we opened up the show with it. And it turned out really great, but it was a lot. It was a lot of like last minute, make sure everything's good, and you know, the click track in my ear, is that right with the tracks that are going on? You know, with the front of house mix, and then all the LED wall content needs to be synced up correct. I mean, there's just so much stuff that goes into just pulling off one song like that, and you know, the end result is an awesome track and a YouTube video that we're excited about. And you know, it was a cool partnership with Netflix.
Absolutely. And people around the world, I mean, love that. So that's cool that it's not like back in the day, you do it once, it's done. It's there forever and ever. Tyler, we got you for a couple more minutes, so I got to hit you with the two most important things, Taco Bell and Mario Kart. Which one first?
Oh, man. You talking about love language? No, I grew up on both. You know, Mario Kart was one of my favorite video games growing up, and Taco Bell. You know, I actually last night at our show, the kids that work the Taco Bell drive-thru that I hit every once in a while, they came out to the show, so I gave them a little shout out and dedicated the song House of Gold to them, which is usually a song dedicated to my mom. So that's a special dedication there that my Taco Bell drive-thru crew got that dedication last night.
What's in the Tyler Joseph Taco Bell order?
Loving the cheesy gordita crunch. It's one of my favorites. I try to sub the hard shell out for whether it's the spicy shell or one of the other Dorito shells. And you know, actually, one of my favorite items is a regional piece. It's not in all Taco Bells everywhere. It's called the chili cheese burrito.
Well, I'm going to have to come to your Taco Bell and get one of these chili cheese burritos. And Tyler, Mario Kart, what's your setup? Who's your favorite character to use? Give me your rundown on how to be a winner.
Growing up, before I did the research, I thought that the fastest player was the best. Everyone loves a Yoshi. Everyone loves a Toad. What you don't realize is they're the lightest in weight, and actually their top speeds are less than a Donkey Kong or a Bowser. And so, little known fact to some people who just play casually, the bigger players like a Bowser or a DK are actually more optimal to play as. So there's my little fun fact for you.
These are important things. And what about courses? Your favorite one?
Koopa Troopa Beach. Grew up on, you know, your dreams are either made or shattered on that, and you're going for the shortcut.
Those stupid crabs. So I hate those crabs in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the shortcut where you gotta hit it just right with the mushroom. That, I mean, I have nightmares of that one.
Oh, man. Well, we've learned a lot about tacos and drumsticks and Mario Kart and the Icy Tour. Tyler, thank you for a few minutes this afternoon. Got to remind everyone, we've got Philly and D.C. coming up, Nashville, Dallas, Houston. Lots of cities, lots of chances to see 21 Pilots. So make sure you get your tickets and go, because the show is going to be awesome at 21pilots.com. And we might see MTV Unplugged out as an album before this year is over. Tyler, thank you so much, man. Been a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, dude.
All right, bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.